Hi, everyone, and welcome to our morning gathering. Today, my intention is to help us align with what's happening in the universe around us. And currently, we're experiencing a planet parade. And what that means is, in an elliptical fashion, these planets are lining up in the night sky. And, you know, this doesn't happen visually to our naked eye often. So having this energy of alignment in our night sky, we can also use that to help cultivate our own inner alignment. So aligning our own planetary systems, going from root all the way to crown, helps us experience that which is without within. And in this way, we can create alignment and peace within our being so we can move forward in a good way and also really allow ourselves to feel supported by the universe and also support the world around us in peace and in love. Because it's within that clarity, if we can rise into this alignment and into this clarity, that we can generate our work in the world through peace and through love. And we are a ripple effect. If each one of us, whoever's watching this, you can rest assured knowing that there's a ripple effect. The more people engage with this type of peaceful coexistence, the more that it will spread throughout the world. If all of our realities start creating peace in the world, the more peace we will see. So I hope that you find this meditation clearing and reactivating for you so you can create your intentions and have peace within your day as you live in your life and as you do your work in the world. So I've got a place to sit where my hips are above my knees. This can help with blood flow so the blood doesn't get stagnated in the hips. And once you find that place to sit, you can also kneel. And for our warm-up, this might be the best way to sit, is in a kneeling position. Find length in your spine. Gently soften your gaze or close your eyes. And allow yourself to be here and be present for the next 20 minutes. Again, allowing yourself to receive your internal alignment so you can sense and feel the external alignment happening around us, the potential for possibility, for shift, for change, for peace. Roll your shoulders back and down, really opening your chest. If the rib cage flares, offer a little bit of contraction in your belly to bring the rib cage down. That will lengthen your spine, reach the crown of your head higher. Lift your arms out to the side, palms face down, and we'll begin by twisting left to right, activating our kidneys, our life force. The kidneys are the place where we hold our wisdom. They do a lot of work for our system and our bodies. Just allowing this motion to stimulate these beautiful organs. Waking up your spine, your energy for your alignment. Sometimes it can be helpful to exhale as you twist to one side or the other. Let your head and neck follow. Maybe exhale out of your mouth, letting go of any tension that you feel you're holding onto this morning. Slowly wind it down, coming back to neutral. Leave your elbows out. Slowly bring your elbows to your side, leaving your palms facing one another. And you can join me in this hand gesture or mudra if you'd like. It's the gesture of the dove, and it helps to bring a sense of peace within our being, a sense of nonviolence. It's from this peace and nonviolence within that we can really alter, change, and see the worldview of that without. So it takes changing this within you to really find your peace, your inner peace. Once you do this, you'll be able to find the peace without you. So a lot of times, you know, you might hear people say your external world mirrors your internal world. And I believe this to be true. And if enough of us can wake up, so that way we're all, you know, not having these different realities and universes, if we all wake up to this inner peace, could we create more external peace? And I think the answer is yes. So practicing this dove, this mudra, Kapoda mudra in Sanskrit, right in front of the heart. And just notice what's happening in your body as you do this. So you can go ahead and find an even more comfortable place to sit. So we'll be here for a few moments, aligning our centers and going into a little bit of a meditation that allows you to connect your internal world with your external world. So holding this mudra in a way that feels good, your thumbs are connected, insides of your thumbs, and then your fingertips to touch. Really almost envisioning, right, that you're holding a dove on the inside. You're being so delicate with this bird right on the inside of your hands. And the dove represents peace, nonviolence. Relax your shoulders, unhinge your jaw, and as you settle into your seat, feel free to move, adjusting your seat throughout our practice. If the eyes feel fluttery, maybe allow them to flutter a little bit. Scrunch up your face, scrunch your body. Breathe in fully, and then as you exhale, release everything to truly allow yourself to be present with this peace. Just for now. Allow yourself to be in a bubble of peace. Begin to follow your breath as you inhale deep into the lower lobes of your lungs. See if you can keep your shoulders relaxed as you do this, expanding your belly forward and back, your rib cage to the side, to the front and to the back, full 360 breath, and letting the breath come into your upper lungs underneath your collarbone, expanding like a balloon all the way around. And as you exhale, repeating this pattern, starting from the top and exhaling down, letting this balloon deflate, and belly button maybe even draws into spine to get the extra CO2 out of your system. Inhale your fresh oxygen, thanking the trees around you and your environment and the world that you live in. And exhaling completely and fully. And as you follow your breath, allow it to be as natural as possible as you create this 360 breath, deep, full, long, on both your inhale and your exhale. Begin to sense your body, the air against your skin. Notice the temperature around you. Notice your clothing on your body. noticing the way you physically are in this moment. Begin to shift your awareness to your breath. Noticing how the air is received into your lungs as you inhale. And the exchange that you experience on your exhale. Keeping your Dove Mudra, fingertips touching, thumbs touching, holding the peace in your heart. And bring your awareness to your mind, your mental faculties, the thoughts that may be coming up as you breathe. Noticing how you can direct your thoughts, how you can connect it to your physical body. Imagining roots growing from your seat down into the floor and even into the ground below you to create more stability in your seat in this moment. And then redirecting your thoughts to your breath and noticing what that relationship looks like today. Without judgment, just allowing your mind to follow the breath. Every inhale and every exhale. Coming back to the mind and thoughts themselves. Just notice if there's any loop that keeps occurring that's distracting you from being present in this moment with your body. With your breath. And see if you can allow the mind to relax into these two parts of you, allowing them to become one in this moment and to work together. Mind, body, and breath. As you allow the muscle of your mind to relax, begin to notice the part of you that's watching this process, watching the process of mind, body, and breath interact. The soul part of you. Witness. Allow yourself to observe. Observe the mudra that you're holding. And just notice what's present for you in this space. Now bring your awareness to the part of you that's connected to everything around you, to the all, the universe. one layer removed from this witness. What do you know? What do you feel about the interconnectedness between you and everything in this world? You and the plants around you, the people around you, your environment, the stars and the planets. And once you feel this connection, you may not get there today, but if you do, allow that to wrap around you, supporting you, supporting your mind, your witness, your breath, and your body. Noticing again what's coming up in your mind, and perhaps redirecting those thoughts to the breath, or even to the dove that you hold within your hands. The possibility of universal peace starts with you. Can you have universal peace within you in this moment between all of these parts? Just for now, just for your alignment, your freedom. Possibility to be open to realignment and integration. Again, feeling your roots, feeling your physical body. You can join me in this practice as we go through our own planetary system, that planetary alignment. And go through our root chakra all the way up to our crown. And just kind of massaging with our own sound these parts of our body. And sound can help to clear and activate and align our internal system. And taking a note from these beautiful planets above. Begin to activate, if you know Ujjayi breath or ocean sounding breath, it's a little bit of a sound, but with your lips closed, H-ah, as if you're breathing out without sound. You can try that with your lips closed on your exhale. As you inhale, inhale normally and exhale completely with that H-ah sound. If you know Ujjayi, you can do the full cycle. The full cycle would look like that on the inhale and the exhale, a breath through the throat. Once you've completed a few rounds and you feel comfortable with that, begin to make sound like you were humming as you exhale. Allowing the ocean breath to warm this sounding in your throat up. So now your exhale becomes sort of a hum. And as you make your sound, focus in on your root, so where these roots are growing down, your tree roots, the base of your spine, your root chakra. See if you can direct your sound to this place in your body. I find that it becomes lower. And you can play around with that. So if you hum with a high pitch on your exhale, it brings it up higher into your head. And we'll get there. But we'll start with our roots first. So find your pitch and your hum that allows you to feel it in your root, in the base of your spine. Guide the sound to this place with every exhale. Finding your sound that works for you. And it might look like opening your mouth. Let's see if you can keep it internal and keep it as a hum. One more time like this. Letting that sound go. And again, these are just invitations. And if this isn't working for you, feel free to go back to your breath and just visualizing either the sound that I'm making or even like a silent sound going to this place. Relax your shoulders. See if you've gripped your dove a little bit too hard and see if you can open that back up. Moving up to our belly, just below our belly. This color is orange. On your exhale, see if you can direct the sound to this part and notice the shift in the sound. Inhale deeply and exhale. So below your solar plexus, above your root, sort of in line with the tops of your hips, horizontal. Finding this creative energy center. Again, maybe visualizing the color orange. And allowing your exhale to reverberate your sound to this place. Really allowing your mind to direct the energy to this place with your exhale. Few more times, allow this energy center to feel activated and expanded. Let the sound work to clear every exhale. And as you feel ready, move up the staircase to the next energy center, the color being yellow. Above your belly button. Begin to make a sound that resonates with this part of your body. Maybe visualizing the color of yellow, allowing your vibration to activate and clear with every exhale. Playing around with the level of sound to really feel it in this place. Release this sound, and as you're ready, move up one step to the next energy center behind where your hands are in front of your heart. The color is green. Bringing that imagery into your mind. And with every exhale, again, sounding so you feel this place, and you can even place your thumbs against your sternum to feel that vibration, clearing and activation. You might notice that with each step up, it becomes a little bit higher pitched, the vibrations that you're sending out with your exhale. A few more times on your own breath and cycle, activating the space again. If visualizing the color green helps, and release this sound, moving up one more step. The color is blue. In your throat, find your inhale, and as you exhale, release that vibration, focusing on this area. Really allowing your throat to vibrate. Continue like this with your breath. As you're ready, releasing your exhale with this final sound in your throat. And taking one step up to the next energy center. The color here is an indigo. Behind your eyes, in the center of your head, your third eye. And see if you can sound your exhale in a way that supports the vibration in this part of your body, in this part of your head. Full, deep, expansive inhale. And as you exhale, noticing this pitch higher than in your throat. Continue with your own sounding, allowing this part of you to really be bathed in the sound. One more final sounding exhale for this space in your body. Once you complete your exhale, release this sound and take one step higher to the crown of your head. The color here is purple. Allowing your exhale to resonate with this part of your head. Noticing how this is the highest pitch of them all. Continue a few more rounds with your breath and your sound. Remembering your Dove Mudra. One more exhale with your sound. And as you complete your sound, go ahead and release your dove gesture with your hands face up on your lap. Allow your spine to feel that length again. And just notice the difference in alignment between now and when we began our practice. Readjust your spine, rock forward, back, side to side, maybe move your feet. And just notice. Notice how you feel in your body. Maybe you feel a buzz or a clearness. Maybe you feel warm or cool. Just notice what's going on in your physical body. What's happening with your breath, your thoughts, your witness, and the way you may or may not feel connected to the universe itself, to the all, to the greater whole around you. Without judgment, just noticing and receiving anything that's coming in for you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Noticing your breath at its own rhythm and pace. Allow yourself to carry this clearness and activation with you throughout your day today, living intentionally from a place of peace, peace within yourself, to create more peace around you. And just notice how that peace helps to bring your life and everything you desire, love, into your life with more ease and grace. And perhaps it allows you to give in this way with more ease and grace. Rub your hands together vigorously and place them over your heart ceiling in this practice, thanking yourself with great gratitude for showing up on this day. And anyone else who is watching this or is viewing this, knowing that you're creating this ripple effect of peace by clearing and aligning your own being to your purpose and to the world around you. It's with this peace that we can have great impact in the world. Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll see you next time.